Judy, thank you so much. And if you could, thank your cousin Julie Pilak for me as well.
I'm like Sybil.
I could be that Julie. Sometimes just happens, though.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot.
I'm sorry.
As we get older, you know.
Judy's a really hard name to pronounce it is. And
what,
remember.
Like, it's got four letters in it. I don't have time
it's
for
it. It's much harder to pronounce Julie than Judy. But whatever.
I'm sorry. And I've sent but a lovely whatever, citrus Mel. Basket to your home. In my way of apologizing.
Why is there never a berry basket?
There
I
should
like
be
berries
a berry basket.
Better than citrus.
There should always be a berry basket. You know who's on the line with us? It's our friend Dean Richards, now celebrating 20 quality years in broadcasting here at WGN. Hello, Dean.
Or as my name was when I first started at WGN, Julie Richards.
Julie Richards. So yeah. You know.
Hey, it just happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah, I've already apologized. I'll continue to apologize.
I don't care. You can stop apologizing.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
I would call her Julie Pilak on purpose from now on.
Oh, all right. All right.
It'll catch on.
It
Everybody
would. Dean, it's been a very difficult period lately with celebrities passing away. And yesterday, we won't dwell on this, but one of the great movie villains of all time died yesterday.
Oh, one of the great character actors of all time. Not only movie villains, just one of the great quirky character actors. Virtually every movie that he was in, partially because of his size,
yep.
Partially because of the roles that they gave him, stood out literally at 7 feet 2 inches, stood out. But
is it, by the way? Will you get to the point, to the two of you? I don't know if I know.
We
who
don't.
It was.
I don't think we need to say. Do you, Dean? I don't think we.
I now do Jeopardy Entertainment News.
What is the character actor who passed away yesterday? Or who is?
Well, it's Richard Kiel, who played... Most people will know him as Jaws in Moonraker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Introduced in The Spy Who Loved Me, and then Moonraker after that from the James Bond movies, but also great in Happy Gilmore, probably most notably with Adam Sandler. But he was in a couple of dozen movies over 50 years. And as I say, you know, just completely, literally stood out of the crowd in just about everything that he was in.
And often confused with another actor, Ted Cassidy, who I guess people would know as Lurch from the Addams Family. Everybody always thought that those two men were one and the same, but they were not.
I'm going to throw Andre the Giant into the mix also for sort of a 7-foot-plus right. Mod squad.
Right.
I thought this guy was in the Twilight Zone. I remember an episode
of... To Serve Man?
I don't know which one he was in.
I think To Serve Man is the one. I'm almost positive. But yeah, really, really fine, gifted actor. And I don't remember him, Dean, doing anything lately. Do you? Like, the last decade, I don't remember seeing him in anything.
I don't think so. Right. I think Happy Gilmore probably, I don't know if that was his last one. That's the last one that I remember, at least. Ironically, he was supposed to have appeared at a James Bond film festival in Kankakee last weekend, and he had to cancel that appearance. He broke his leg and had to cancel the appearance in Kankakee. I don't know if that had anything to do with his death or not. I haven't really heard the cause of death, but... He made the rounds in the circuits of the James Bond fan kind of festival deal, and it's very sad, and just piles onto this incredibly sad 7 or 8 days that we've had of Joan Rivers, Roy Leonard,
Robin Williams a while ago.
Yeah, Robin Williams, Lauren Solomon. If you really want to go, Richard Attenborough. Was included in that, and the Chicago actors died in those freak accidents over the weekend. Molly Glynn, who was out riding her bike and had a tree branch fall on her that killed her, and Bernie Yvonne, who was killed in a car accident on his way to rehearsal at Theater at the Center in Munster, Indiana. It's just been absolutely horrific of reporting all this stuff.
Dean, my wife had been a friend of Molly Glynn's for years and said has said nothing but great things about her over the years. It was such a shock to everybody who knew her in all those cases you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Just really, really sad. Dean Richards is on the line with us telling about what movies to see this weekend. Dean, I want to see a family movie, but I need it to be about dolphins. Can you help me?
You have the most amazing luck. I believe one of the chairs is squeaking in the studio.
Yes, did you hear that? Yes.
But that was exactly.
That's Wendy.
Come on, that is the best dolphin a human
dolphin
has ever done.
That's a
that
pretty good dolphin.
That is a good dolphin. That is a good dolphin.
Thank you very much.
She also does Dan Marino, but I can't talk about it on the air. What is this movie, this family film about dolphins?
Somebody tell Nick DiGiulio that you can pull something out of context just a minute ago.
Hey, he better grab a ton of that stuff when I was shucking those raw oysters yesterday, because I didn't even mean half the stuff I was saying.
Right. I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not really even a double entendre when you so clearly. Right.
Right. It's a single. We're masters of the single entendre.
Exactly. So I think we finally have a movie that is going to beat Guardians of the Galaxy for being the number one movie, which it's been four out of the last 5 weeks.
Yep.
It's been amazing for Guardians of the Galaxy, but I think this week they'll probably be overtaken. One, it's running out of steam after all this time. But two, there's a pretty good family movie, oddly, with featuring dolphins. This week it's called Dolphin Tales 2.
And Ashley Judd is in it, and she's nice on the eyes. She's nice to look at.
Yeah,
she is. But she really one of the weak links of this movie. She plays the husband of the little boy who is kind of the principal character in the movie. He was in the original movie. He was the one that helped to nurture this dolphin that was caught in a crab a trap and lost its tail. And for the first movie, what were they going to do? How were they going to help this dolphin who lost its tail? They built a prosthetic tail for the dolphin. It was really a very sweet movie and really kind of a surprise hit that spurred on this next one. So now there is a whole, marine center that has been built sort of around this one dolphin that everyone comes to see, the dolphin that's got the prosthesis. Mm. And they've built other exhibits around it. Sort of the mate to this dolphin, a much older dolphin, dies. And the premise of the movie is finding a new mate for the dolphin so it doesn't die. So it's, really very heartwarming, really very sweet.
Can kids handle this, Dean? It sounds like sad subject matter. Kids are okay with this?
Have you watched a Disney movie ever?
They get a little sad, too.
Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of sadness to this. But overall, I mean, obviously overall, the story is uplifting. At times it felt like sort of an after-school special, that it was that basic. But I have to tell you, the audience, I actually enjoyed this movie. I thought it was nice and refreshing and a nice message, kind of funny at times. Harry Connick Jr. is in it. He plays the head of the Marine Center. Morgan Freeman is in the film because he's in all films.
Yes, he is.
He's the guy that developed the prosthetic fish tail and is trying to help correct this problem as well. Ashley Judd plays really kind of a very supporting role. If her character had been cut out of the movie, you honestly really would miss it. She doesn't add very much to the film. Chris Christopherson's in the movie, so there are plenty of people that you'll recognize.
Jeez, it sounds like just such a weird cast. Ashley Judd, Chris Christopherson, what have they been in lately?
Is this a Love Boat episode, Dean, or is this a movie?
Sound like a Love Boat. Joanne Worley.
Oh, she... I love her work.
Joanne Worley sounding oddly like a dolphin.
That's
stop
beautiful.
It, Dean.
So, it's a really nice film for the kids. I enjoyed it, but what I really enjoyed, the audience that I saw this with was virtually all children.
Yeah.
And they were so absolutely captivated by the story and laughing and really enjoying it. So
that's fun to watch that, isn't it?
It really is. It was really nice to see these kids getting into a really nice story. So I am recommending this. I also enjoyed it. I'm giving it a Dean's List B.
Oh, that's excellent. That's very, very good. Dean, again, Wendy and I want to just tell you how much we not only enjoy you and cherish working with you, but 20 years here at WGN as of this week. That just doesn't happen to everybody. So congratulations on that.
No, thank you. Thank you. You guys have, it's so much fun to be on with you. I really appreciate it. For you guys to say something means a lot to me because I respect you. And, you know, thank you to the listeners. I mean, we have the most unique listeners in radio anywhere. We have the most unique radio station anywhere. The creative environment that's been set up there to be able to do radio is extraordinary. So, you know, thank you to everybody for everything. It's been loads of fun.
Perfect.
And we are honored to have you on our show.
Yep.
So I'm so glad you're doing this.
That's because I will be on any show where there's a dolphin impression going on.
That's the
I
great.
I used to tell Milt Rosenberg the same thing when I first started 20 years ago. A lot of people don't know he does an amazing dolphin impression.
But he does it in French.
Right, he does it in French. That's on Blowhole 720. I still get the downloads on that. That's the great Dean Richards. He's on the WGN Morning News. And he's here on GN. Thanks, Dean. More after this. It's Phil and Wendy, WGN.